Hatred is like a virus. It comes out of nowhere to feast on your love and happiness. When your mind is clouded with hatred, you have no patience, you can't see the good in anything or anyone, and your shoulders literally become tense with the weight of your struggles. Thankfully, however, there is a cure for hate, and it is called peace. Through peace, we can learn to cooperate with each other and, although a bit overdone, make the world a better place. I've always thought myself a peacemaker. So the summer before my senior year of high school, I decided to do something bigger than keeping my sisters from arguing. I decided to go to the Navajo, a Native American reservation, to help conduct a summer Bible school with my church. The Navajo are an amazing people, and I think what I learned from them most overall is that the main enemy to peace is material. Because from material stems greed, and from greed spreads hatred, and all that negativity is no good for our world. I know this because during the whole mission, I was completely removed from my comfortable city living. I didn't watch TV, I couldn't text my friends back home, couldn't go shopping, and I didn't check my Facebook. But I didn't miss any of these distractions. My head felt clear, I was much more open-minded, and I generally felt happier. I spent the majority of my time having conversations with the natives. They taught me about praising nature and being thankful for it. They say that Mother Earth and Father Sky met, and then we were born. And why would you not be thankful? Mother Earth gives us our fruit and our homes, and Father Sky gives us the rain and sunlight. And when we appreciate nature, we can be happier because of it. And happiness is a definite aid in our goal of peace. A former monk paid us a visit for a few days, and one day he told me something that I'll never forget. When you keep an open mind and an open heart, amazing things will happen to you. I realize now that what he was saying was to love everyone the same way and to not be so negative, as all of us tend to be. If all peace is getting along, then the most important thing is to laugh and smile. What I learned on this trip, besides how to lasso a horse, is that peace depends on you, the individual. You can't blame the world for your misfortunes and then simply give up. You have to make a stand and spread your positive energy through the universe.